Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
We got an adversary going about seeking whom he may devour. This is saying that there's perilous times. This is a dangerous time to be alive. Now, I'm not sitting here speaking negatively, because what God has given us and equipped us with has more than equipped us. We can deal with this and we can prosper, and I mean even excel during this period of time. But you can't do it without effort. It's not going to happen by default. You need to recognize that this is the end times, that there are perilous times coming, times that take away your strength, furious times. We are living in that day. If any of you don't know that, again, I could preach for hours on this, but I shouldn't have to sell this too much. Boy, if you just watch the news, we live in perilous times. We live in precarious times. You know, I remember when the Berlin Wall came down and people were just rejoicing, and communism fell and we saw the breakup of the Soviet Union, and people started proclaiming peace, peace, when there is no peace. The Bible says that's another sign that we're in the end times. Over in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus said in the last times they'll say peace, peace, and there is no peace. And when the downfall of communism and these major world powers, it looked like, you know, that there is the end of the Cold War. People were thinking, man, a new level of prosperity. The United States decreased its readiness, its military and stuff. And I mean, it wasn't just a few years until we had the worst attack that had ever happened on our soil, until we have seen wars, and there are wars going on all over the world now. There are people, Rwanda and different places, there's been ethnic cleansing. We've got some of our Bible college students ministering over in Rwanda, Uganda. The people in Uganda, our Bible college students over there actually had a girl that came to them who, in the northern part of the country, there has been rebel clashes. And this girl and her friend were up there, and they took her friend and killed her and ate her in front of this girl. And they tried to eat this girl. This has happened in the last 2 years. They cut flesh off. Where was it? I think it was here. They cut a big old bunch of flesh off right here and started eating her, cannibalizing her. And it was so rank, it tasted bad. They spit it out. So they cut off her other side and tried to eat her, and she tasted so bad they just threw her in a ditch and left her to die. And she laid there 3 days, finally crawled to a hospital and survived. They cut off one of her legs, and she only had one leg. All this has happened in the last 2 years. This is stuff that's happening in Uganda. Rwanda had, I forgot how many hundreds of thousands of people, and they were saying, peace, peace. We are seeing more atrocities. It's perilous times. If you don't know that, then you have been lulled to sleep. You ought to come to Bible school. Take a mandatory. This is one of the reasons that we make our students take a mandatory trip. Go to another country, another culture. Get out of your little box so that you come to grips with the fact that we are not. This is what's going on in America. It's abnormal to the rest of the world. Most of the world is just trying to survive. And here we are worried because we don't have the latest designer jeans and we don't have the latest PlayStation 2. And we live in a world that is abnormal to the rest of the world. You need to get out of this culture and go out and find out what reality is all about. Thank you for both of those amens. I know some of you don't think that. I'm just saying these things. I'm not down on America. I think America's wonderful. I love it. Praise God for the blessings that we've got. But you know what? If you don't think we live in perilous times, it's because you're watching As the Stomach Turns and soap operas, and you are living in a pseudo-reality. I tell you, the reality is it's the last times. It's tough. You need to recognize that, man, we need to be seeking God. We are in a battle for our culture. America, in some ways, is a post-Christian nation. I guarantee you, if our founding fathers were here today and hearing some of the things that are going on, they would have a hard time believing that this is a nation that they founded. There's a lot of things. We are living in a time that you need to take seriously. And so it says that in the last days, which we're in, perilous times shall come. And it says that they shall be lovers of their own selves. There's 19 things listed. And the very first thing he lists is that people will be lovers of their own selves. I think that's significant. I think that's because self-love, putting self first, is, I believe, the root of everything else. You could go back to the very beginning, Adam and Eve. And did you know what all of that temptation was about? Satan came and says, "Has God said?" And he says, the reason God said that's because he doesn't love you. He's trying to keep you from something. You are missing out on something. It was all about self. It was all about self. It was all about promoting self. And there is a truth here. The Bible says that we're supposed to love other people even as we love ourselves. So you aren't supposed to hate yourself. There is a partial truth, but Satan will always take a partial truth and amplify it. Or, you know, there'd be no reason to put poison in dog poop because nobody would eat it. You have to poison something that is good, you know, to be able to get people to swallow it. Satan will take a partial truth, but then he will just poison it and corrupt us. And so yes, there is a partial truth that you need to love yourself and you need to understand that God loves you and that you have worth and value. But I tell you what, we have blown things so out of proportion. People are so in love with themselves. They just live thinking only about themselves. You know, I've got a book out there entitled Self-Centeredness, The Root of All Grief. Have any of you ever read that book? I tell you what, if you don't have that book, you ought to get it. If you're breathing, you need that book. Self-centeredness is the root of all grief. Proverbs 13:10 says, only by pride comes contention. And some people define pride only as arrogance, but pride in its simplest form is just self-centeredness, self-focus. Get that book and that'll explain it. It'll give you some scriptural examples that will prove it. But self-centeredness, focused on self, is what makes people angry. Some people think, no, it's my genes. You don't understand. It's what this person did to me. No, the Bible says the only thing that makes you angry is pride, self-centeredness. It's what's on the inside of us. If you were dead to yourself, you would not respond to things the way that you did. Do. You would not be depressed. A person who is depressed, and I may be stepping on somebody's toes, I'm not intending this to be hurtful, I'm intending this to help. But if you are depressed, it's because you are a selfish person, self-centered person. Some of you don't like that, but it's true. Somebody says, no, you don't understand. I've got a hormone imbalance. I've got a chemical imbalance. I've got this. No, you're selfish. You're thinking only about yourself. You're thinking about what has happened to you. Your whole world revolves around you. You know, one of the things that you can do that'll totally diffuse depression is forget yourself. Go out and get involved in somebody else. Go to somebody who's got problems more than what your problems are. Go find somebody. You know, I've heard this expression, I'm sure you have too, that you were complaining about your feet hurting until you met a man and who didn't have any feet. And then all of a sudden, your whole perspective changes. And you know what? It's really not so bad that those shoes are a little bit tight. And your whole attitude changes. And you can sit here and complain until you find somebody who's worse off than you are. And all of a sudden, that relative comparison, you realize, man, how blessed you are. Again, this is one of the reasons that we make our Bible college students go to Africa and India and other places in the world to find out just how blessed we are and to get a reality check and an adjustment. It makes a difference in the way that you view things. Love of self, exalting self, focused on self, putting self as the center of the universe is the root of every problem that we have. Satan, when he rebelled at God, He said in Isaiah 14, 13 and 14, I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the sides of the north. I will do this. He was prideful is what Satan's sin was. He didn't hate God. He envied God. He wanted the position that God had. He wanted that for himself. And he says, I am going to usurp the position of God. Satan is full of pride. Everything in Satan is all about his kingdom. And anyway, I could expand on this forever. I'm really going to go through every one of these 19 things tonight and get over this quickly. So I'm going to have to quit here. But you know what? This is what's behind everything. It doesn't have to necessarily be totally demonic. It doesn't have to be something that is just vile and repulsive. But you take something that is bringing glory to God, Satan just cannot stand God to be exalted. He was envious of that. His whole sin was envy against God, according to Isaiah 14, 13 and 14. And when he sees God glorified, this is the reason that demons cry out and leave when there's true praise and worship. You can see that in Scripture where Elisha did that and David played and the evil spirit left Saul. Satan cannot stand God to be worshipped because he is an egomaniac and he is just so wrapped up in himself he makes a very small package. And he is just eat up with self. And because of this, this is the reason that when Easter comes along, and you may disagree with that and what I'm about to say, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. This isn't one of my major planks in my doctrine, but I do believe it's true. And you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm not going to agree with you or we'd both be wrong.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a five-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Today, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with this ministry and help us spread this good news. You know, there are many of you who do partner with us, and I want to thank you. We now are reaching over 2 billion people, potential, around the world. And it's only our partners that have enabled us to do that. But there is so much more that we want to do. There's so many people that haven't yet heard this good news. If this has been a blessing to you, if you see the benefit of this and understand how this could help other people, then I ask you to become a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem. Help us financially on a monthly basis to be able to reach out. We have partnerships available, a lot of information. If you'll call, you can inquire about that and become a partner with us today.